I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report with New Zealand native Wendy Petrie. Wendy, welcome back to Travel World.
Thank you.
Now, you mentioned the Cook Strait, which separates the North and the South Islands. Is that something where there's a causeway or a bridge, or would you have to take a ferry to get from North to South?
Yes, no, you must take a ferry. I think a couple of people have tried to swim it, some very brave people, and set some sort of world record, or record at least. But yeah, no, mainly people get the ferry across. Sometimes it's too rough to actually get across if it's a particularly bad weather. But generally it takes about 3 hours on the ferry, and you can either go in person or you can take your car across. So it's really user-friendly.
It's a little bit like the English Channel then in terms of distance.
That's right, exactly, yeah.
And the North Island, is that where you get the more picturesque countryside like the mountains, or is that more the South Island?
I think the South Island. I'm from the North Island, but if I was going to recommend anything, I would definitely say the South Island, because it really is wonderful, untouched beauty there. We've got the Mount Cook Mountains, which are snow-capped and wonderful. You can do heli skiing. And then there's Queenstown, which is this fabulous skiing town, but it's wonderful in summertime as well. And then right down the bottom, we've got Milford Sound, which is like a rainforest. It's a really tropical rainforest area. So you've really got everything, you know, in one. And it's something that I think you really can't get anywhere else in the world.
At the southernmost tip of New Zealand, is it a climate that's comparable to what you find here in Canada?
Canada is, you know, really a country of extremes. Like, I'm living in Toronto, and I can't believe in summertime I'm so hot, and then in wintertime it's snowing and minus 10, whereas in New Zealand it's a great difference. It's very mild in comparison.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.